Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. WJamesD.com. Now, let's get in motion.
Once again, back at it. Welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of our most diverse podcasts in the world, along with my blog. On this podcast, we talk about everything from business to male and female relationships, becoming a better man, talk about hustling principles, self-empowerment, you name it. I try to cover as much as I can in as many areas as I can, as I feel qualified to speak in, that is. Well, first, let me make an announcement, because I did post it up on the blog, but in case you missed it, this June, Saturday, the 24th, I will be in Texas. I will be in Texas June 24th at 2 p.m. in Garland, and I will be speaking on how to start your hustle. How to start your hustle. So, if you're in the surrounding states, you're nearby, you're in the state, especially if you're in Garland or Dallas, I would like to see you in the building. Email me, wjamesdennis@gmail.com for details. Due to the very, very graciousness and consideration of my host, Miss Lady Mika, tickets are only $10. $10, that's it. That's all you need to get through the door. And I'm going to lace you with information about how to start your own small business from almost nothing. I'm going to walk you through it step by step by step, and I'm going to also pass on the mentality that you need to help you build that business. It's one thing to gather ideas and the strategies and the tactics to start a business. It's another thing to have the mentality to execute those things. It's two totally different things. And as we say, inner game, outer game. I'm going to give you the inner game, what you need to have, the mental fortitude you need to have, the thought processes that you need to have, as well as the outer game, what you need to be doing physically to get your thing in motion. Whatever you're choosing to do, and no, not every idea that you come up with in your head is going to be successful. Whoever tells you that is lying to you. But there are many ideas that can be, with a little bit of tweaking, can become great ideas. Not all ideas are good, and most ideas just need a little bit of tweaking so they can become viable ideas. So, for that, June 24th, out in Garland, Texas, email me, wjamesdennis@gmail.com. I am coming to break that down, how to start your hustle. Tickets are on sale on Eventbrite. If you don't want to email me, you can just go to Eventbrite and search Start Your Hustle. And you should go ahead and pull up the information. So, again, I want to see you there. $10. $10 for what you're going to be getting. $10, that's nothing, players. That's nothing for the information that you're going to be getting. And for those of you that kind of keep tabs with me, my authorship and my blogs and my podcast, you know how I get down. So I'm the same way in person. That's how I get down. Okay. So this podcast, because the question that was asked to me from a woman, by the way, is, should men lead? Should they be leaders within a relationship? Now, for those of you familiar with my work, I spend a lot of time on different levels of game, as we call it. So I do teach business, the business aspect. I teach just general game, what the game is. I teach mainly about the self-empowerment aspect of the game, which is defining yourself and improving yourself so that you become more effective when you start dropping all your social conditioning and your things that were basically literally programmed into you that may be keeping you away, usually out of fear or doubt or worry, maybe keeping you away from what you want. I usually stick on that aspect of self-empowerment. Now, when it comes to this part of the game, when we're talking about males and females, I am an advocate that men should be men. Now, this does not exclude women. I respect women. I do. I think women are extremely strong and very powerful if they choose to be. On the other side of that coin, however, I think men are very strong and powerful if they choose to be. Now, me personally, in a relationship with a woman, a romantic relationship, I have to lead. I have to lead. Because of my, partially due to my nature, partially due to how I am, I just have to take the leadership role in a relationship. It just doesn't work any other way for me, you know. So I think that men should lead. Now, with that said, I don't think every man knows how to lead. And I'm using the term man very loosely. Very, very loosely, because I do make a distinction when I teach manhood. I do make a distinction between males and men. So a male is what we are born as. If you come out with a Y chromosome, you are a male. And you start off as a baby into a toddler into, you know, all the way into your adolescence, young teenager. And eventually you can grow up. You can be in your 20s. You can be in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. But your age does not make you a man. You can still be just a male or a grown-up boy. You can just be a grown-up boy. Just because you got the beard and the mustache does not make you a man. So I always make a distinction between what a man is and what a male is. So now that I've given those definitions, I will be using those definitions as we continue this podcast. I like to stick to those as much as possible. So now, men should be leaders. And I think every man has it in him to lead. However, males, grown-up boys, should not be leaders because they don't know how to lead. Most males don't want to lead. And the discussion I had with this particular woman, and this is a, you know, a very mature woman in her late 30s. And I actually did a survey with women. It was a few years ago now, mostly African-American women from the age ranges of 19 all the way up to about 48, if I recall. And 85% of those women that I did survey, they said they have no problem with having a man in the scope of a relationship leading. They don't have any issue with it. 85% of them said they do not have an issue with a man leading in the relationship. Here was the caveat, though. Here was the important point to that. They were very adamant on adding this point, and that point was, they don't have a problem with a man leading as long as they are confident that he can lead. They had to be confident, they had to be sure that he was able and capable of leading. Which leads to my point, pun intended. Men that are out there listening to this, you know or should know, although you may not have activated or strengthened your manhood, but you know it's in you, right? You know there's something in you that feels a certain way if you are not in a position of leadership. You don't feel right. And the reason you don't feel right is because there's something in you that is calling you to lead. 9 times out of 10. There's something in you that just, you cannot put yourself in a position of following. Now, I'm not saying that you won't follow here and there. Everybody cannot lead all the time. You know what I'm saying? You don't know everything. But generally speaking, you would rather be in the position of leadership than you would in the position of following or looking out for somebody else or looking after or looking towards somebody else's guidance. You would rather be in the position of leadership. So there's a lot of men out there that have not fully stepped into their manhood, but you have this feeling in you that something is wrong. And this can extend throughout many avenues of your life, your romantic relationships. It could extend to the relationships you have with your children. It can extend into your business relationships. It can extend into your work environment, where you're constantly in this position where you don't feel like you are being an effective or strong enough man. Now, on the other side of that coin, we have our males who don't lead, don't want to lead, don't care to lead, and don't want to know how to lead. So let's just push the males aside for a second, and let me focus on men. And for those of you that have yet to even step into your manhood, let me say this, because I had this conversation. I had this conversation before, and this is something I need to address, so let me just address this right here, right now. If I went out right now, if I left, well, I'm driving right now, but if I stopped one of these neighborhoods I'm driving by right now, and I asked 100 men, what is a man? If I asked 100 males, men, what is a man? I would come up with probably 80, 90 different answers. I would come up with a whole bunch of different answers about what is a man. Now, when I was going through my early 20s and I was just getting game at that time, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here in the streets, and what I'm getting from these cats about what defines a man is all this superficial nonsense. Oh, a real man knows how to hold his liquor. Oh, a real man, you know what I'm saying, you got to be having and sleeping with a bunch of women. That makes you a man. Oh, you know what I'm saying, you got muscles. Oh, you got a nice car. You got nice clothes. You got nice jewelry. These were the definitions of that I was getting that helps make you a man. And none of it makes you a man. All of that stuff I just named should only be an extension of your manhood. That stuff does not make you a man, period. I don't care how many women you slept with. I don't care how big your muscles are. I don't care how much money you got. None of that makes you a man. None of it makes you a man. That should only be an extension of your manhood. Because your manhood should be with you whether you have money or whether you don't. Whether you have big muscles or whether you don't. Whether you have nice clothes or whether you don't. Your manhood should not be based off of what you have or what you can do because you have the financial means to do it. That does not or should not define your manhood. And what I'm coming to realize, since I do hold classes online, gentlemen's game classes, and I do speak to the younger generation, what I'm coming to find is that nobody has a definition, a clear definition of what a man is. Very few people have a clear definition of what a man is. How are you going to be something and you don't know what it is? You can't define it. How are you going to be something that you cannot define? How's that going to happen? Please let me know. That's like saying, well, I'm a doctor. Now, I can claim and profess out of my mouth that I'm a doctor. I can do that all day. But if I never went to medical school, I haven't put myself under any tutelage, haven't practiced medicine, when it comes time to perform, when it comes time to execute, I'm ass out, player. Period. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Because I'm all mouth. Oh, I'm a doctor. Don't know first thing about medical practice. Therefore, I'm not a doctor. So it's the same thing when we're talking about manhood and leadership. If you are a man, you should have leadership qualities and skills. Keyword, skills. Leadership is a skill. It can be learned. It can be learned. Granted, and this is true, some people do have natural inclinations for leadership. Some people do not. But regardless of whether you have a natural inclination toward leadership or whether you do not, regardless, leadership is still a skill that can be learned. You have to learn it. And if you don't know, then you need to know. And unfortunately, a lot of this younger generation, they don't know. And they don't know where to go to learn it because they didn't have the examples before them as they grew up. But they know they're missing something. So when I come through and I'm giving them this game, when I start talking about manhood, I do talk a lot about manhood. Because it is the foundation for whatever you want to do in life. Do you realize that when you take the time to become the best man that you can be, when you take the time to do that, your confidence within yourself, not based off of what you have, players, your confidence within yourself will literally open doors to you that were originally closed. I have personally and seen personally a level of confidence that will, and knowing how to talk properly, use your mouthpiece. Let me add that in there. But I have literally went over and around and through obstacles based off of my confidence alone. And I'm not saying that out of arrogance. I'm saying that because it's true. It's true because people judge you based upon how they view you. And every man and even every male and every woman listening to this podcast can attest to this. You know when you're around a confident person, whether it's male or female, you know you're around a confident person. You know it. You can feel it. You can sense it. True or not true. So human nature dictates that when you're around a confident person, you're going to treat them differently. You're going to respond to them differently. You just are. It's human nature. You understand? So to my men out there trying to develop their manhood, and even you males who want to learn how to be men, step up your manhood game. Confidence is a really big factor to this. Leadership is a big factor. Knowing what a man is a big factor. Most of you don't even know what a man is. You can't become something that you don't know. You understand? I just gave the doctor example. I don't want to repeat myself, but think about that for a second. How are you going to claim something that you don't know about? Because when it's put in your face and you need to react or act or execute something and you don't know what to do, then you're faced with the truth. You're not who you're claiming to be, or you have more work to do. Think about that for a second. You can claim something, but when it's put in your face and you're expected to react, you're expected to function from that, whatever you're claiming, You're expected, in this example, let's just talk about manhood. You're expected to function as a man. When that situation comes to you and you can't function as a man, how do you think? Let's just keep this on a relationship level. A relationship between a male and a female. If you claiming that you're a man to a particular female, when you are put in the position where you're supposed to exhibit man behavior and you cannot do it or you don't know what to do, what do you think the woman is thinking? You're trying to claim something that you don't know what it is. You don't know what a man is. Many of you don't know what a man is, because if I ask you to tell me what a man is, like I said earlier, I could ask 100 different people and get about 80 different answers, 90 different answers. And it's sad, but it's the truth, that we cannot define manhood anymore. If you ask somebody to define womanhood, you have a whole bunch of different definitions. Oh, a strong mother, a nurturing mother, a caring, loving sister, a beautiful, supportive wife. You can go through point after point, quality after quality, aspect after aspect, definition after definition to define a woman, but you can't do that with a man. Think about that for a second. You're trying to be something that you don't know what it is. I've thoroughly broken that down in the Max Bible. Thoroughly. At least I would like to think so. You're going to have to be the judge of that for yourself, whether or not I did a proficient job. But I thoroughly broke down what it means to be a man and how to define your manhood in the Max Bible. And I have yet for anybody to come back and tell me that they did not at least understand what I was conveying in that book. So, back to the original question. Should men be leaders? Absolutely. And I think a lot of our problems is that men do not know how to lead. Not that men don't want to. Not males. We're talking about men. I think men want to lead. They have a desire to lead. They just don't know how to lead. And this is a big issue. They don't know how. They want to, but they don't know how. And they don't know where to go to learn how. You know, I'm pretty fortunate because a lot of the gentlemen I deal with, they do understand that they're missing something. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to share my experiences, good and bad, with them. So hopefully that will help them. Men, y'all need to step up, man. You have to start taking back charge of yourself first. You got to start taking back control and take charge of yourself first. And then we can get back to leading our relationships and leading our families. And as far as African American women are concerned, black women, at least the ones that I've spoken to over the last 5 years, they want you to step up in the correct way. They want us to step up. They're waiting for us to step up. They're tired of males wanting the female to play all roles. They want men. So absolutely, yes, men should be leaders in their relationships. And they should be leaders, if not in the community, at least to their families. Well, I know it's turned into a part rant, and I appreciate you listening. This has been W. James Dennis. And you can catch me on the web at wjamesd.com. That's WJAMES, just the letter D.com. And if you have any questions about any of my blog posts, any of my podcasts, any of my books, you can email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. wjamesdennis@gmail.com. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. And I'm out.